Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 30th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Threads, Meta's Twitter, now X-like rival microblogging platform, is launching in the European Union in December. This launch marks Threads' largest expansion since its debut in July, when it became available to most markets worldwide. To comply with EU regulations, Meta will give users the choice to use Threads purely for consumption without a profile that allows them to make their own post. The launch of Threads in the EU could result in approximately 40 million additional monthly users for the platform in 2024. In an interview at the DealBook Summit in New York on Wednesday, Elon Musk had some choice words for companies who have paused advertising on X because of anti-Semitic posts Musk amplified on the platform. Musk said, "If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go F yourself. Go F yourself. Is that clear?" Then he singled out Disney CEO Bob Iger, who was in the audience, saying, "Hi, Bob." Musk also implied that his fans would boycott those advertisers that, quote, killed the company. Social media platform CEOs from Meta, TikTok, Snap, Discord, and X are all set to testify in front of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on their failure to protect children online. Social media's negative impact on children and young adults' mental health has been a growing cause for concern for parents and lawmakers. CEOs from Meta and TikTok are agreeing to appear voluntarily, but Senators Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham expressed frustration with CEOs from Snap, Discord, and X for appearing only after being subpoenaed. With Sam Altman officially back as CEO of OpenAI, Microsoft joins the company's nonprofit board with a non-voting observer seat. With three of the four board members who decided to suddenly fire Altman now gone, OpenAI's new board consists of Chair Brett Taylor, Larry Summers, and Adam D'Angelo, the only remaining holdout from the previous board. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has won an appeal against a ruling blocking its investigation into Apple's mobile browser and cloud gaming services. The CMA opened a full investigation last year, but Apple argued that the CMA had no power to do so because it acted too late. The Competition Appeal Tribunal ruled in Apple's favor in March, but the decision was overturned this week in the Court of Appeal in London. Even though robo-taxi company Cruise announced plans to start operating again in a U.S. city last week, the GM subsidiary will slash spending by hundreds of millions of dollars, according to GM chair and CEO Mary Barra. Specifics on what the new look for Cruise will be will follow in the coming weeks, but the spending cuts are expected to result in widespread layoffs of Cruise's 3,800 employees. A zero-day exploit has been found in Chrome, and Google has released an emergency update for Windows, Mac, and Linux and is urging all users to install the update immediately. To update Chrome manually, open Chrome, click the three vertical dots, click Help About Chrome, then click Relaunch. If your version is already up to date, the About Google Chrome page will tell you, and a relaunch of the browser won't be required. The Canadian government has reached a deal with Google on the Online News Act 3 weeks before the new rules come into force. Per the deal, Google will continue to share Canadian news on its platform and make payments to Canadian news companies in the range of $100 million Canadian annually. The deal will also allow Google to negotiate with a single group that represents all Canadian media, limiting its arbitration risk. During the Wells Fargo TMT Summit this week, Xbox CFO Tim Stewart said that the goal for Xbox is to make Game Pass available on every screen that can play games. This includes rival consoles from PlayStation and Nintendo. "It's a bit of a change of strategy," said Stewart. "Not announcing anything broadly here, but our mission is to bring our first-party experiences and our subscription services to every screen that can play games." And finally, Netflix is adding Grand Theft Auto Trilogy, the definitive edition, to its games library on December 14th. GTA Trilogy includes Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Each game will be playable in the Netflix app, but also available as standalone apps in Android and iOS. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.